Running Government Like a Business. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At the 11th hour on Friday, our new budget overlords, the mysterious junta of accountants that now runs the country, agreed to keep the government open through the end of the fiscal year, which most of us seem to take as good news, even though I'll bet we have no idea what's actually going to change. To watch the debate last week, you'd think that the only thing on the table was Planned Parenthood, that if we cut that off, America would once again be the land of lollipops and unicorns. But it turns out the feds spend money on a lot more than that. For example, I see here a news item on profit-making colleges and vocational schools. These are the schools that promise to turn you into an X-ray technician or something similar. They depend on the cheap federal loans their students get. And they are lobbying to delay new rules designed to ensure their graduates end up with actual jobs. Okay, now we're trying to keep the government solvent. If the federal government is going to pay to educate people, it needs to know they'll earn enough to become taxpayers. Otherwise, let them pay for their own education, right? And here's another one. A provision to allow hunters in Montana and Idaho to hunt gray wolves. Okay, but wait a minute. The only reason there are enough gray wolves to hunt is that the federal government protected them and brought them back. Shouldn't the government hold an auction to require hunters to bid for hunting rights? Let the market set the price? If this debate is about running the government like a business, we're going to learn the long-lost secret to keeping taxes low, and that's to keep your wallet handy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.